Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, I'm exhausted. It was barbecue weekend. Of course, Davey, partner, husband, producer, joins me in Los Angeles. Davey, how are you?
Hey, Dougie.
And Benny joins us in Seattle. Benny, how are you?
Doing well.
How was your weekend?
It was really good.
Was it? What'd you do?
I built a deck.
With your own two hands?
With my own two hands. I busted it out in 2 days.
And really?
So now my sons have a playpen.
Oh, you're so... Wait a minute. A playpen, a deck, what, you built a cage?
It's an enlarged playpen. Come on.
Okay.
Now you
see really did that all on your own?
I did. I can post photos later.
I'm very impressed by that.
Thanks very much.
Father extraordinaire.
I do it all.
Same
with David. You know, we just do a million things and we just keep going strong.
You know, you say this a lot, like I don't do anything.
You don't. You're a talent.
I do things.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, at home, you think that's what I do. Bring me my coffee, darlings.
You look pretty. You know how hard it is to look pretty these days?
That's true. Guys, so I feel like we have to rehash it. Well, first of all, we have a packed show. Let me tell you what's happening this hour. We're going to catch up on the Dr. Phil experience. In segment two, our dear friends Amy and Annie are coming in. They are looking to adopt a baby. So our topic is going to be all about open adoptions, how this works, you know, negotiating terms with the birth mother. It's a fascinating process, and we're going to help them create their family. In segment four, I will be taking calls, so I promise I will be doing readings this hour, and we're also going to announce the winner of the free reading. We had like over 300 entries, which was delightful, but let's go straight to it. It's a vain moment. Dr. Phil on Friday.
Thank you. Take a bow. Come on, Dougal. That was big time. Come on,
it was
big time.
Right? I decided to watch it. Actually, we watched it with Amy and Annie. I kept saying that I would be in the fetal position in bed in pajamas and would not watch it.
You did pretty well, though, I have to say. You watched it.
I did.
You weren't overly critical. I was very proud.
And we watched with a group of friends, which I've never done before, which is very strange to do, to watch a group of people like commenting and going through the emotion. But all in all, I thought the show looked great.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's hard for a panel, you know, because everybody wants to respect each other and, you know, get their words in. But I thought it looked great. I was very pleased with it. And we got some nice responses. We also got some crazy responses, which is always exciting. And perhaps I'll share those emails as well. but I thought ultimately it went really well. And it re-aired again last night. And apparently it's going to re-air through the summer. So I'm super, super excited.
Did it feel surreal the way, like you say, when you listen to your voice on an answering machine?
Yeah, it's hard not to be critical just because, you know, it's rare that you get to go through a life experience and then watch it played out in front of people and the way you experienced it or I experienced it in my mind and then to watch it in real time is always kind of different. You know, we always look better in our minds, sound better. CRISPR. So there is something interesting to watch it, but it's also kind of like a growing experience. What I could have said, what I might have done, you know, next time. So it's very, very interesting. But I didn't find myself getting self-critical, so that's a huge goal for me. But it's hard. It's just very, very bizarre.
Why do you say it was hard, though? What was hard about it?
It's hard to not get self-critical. It feels, all I can tell you is I woke up on Friday morning and I felt really, really vulnerable.
Got it.
You know, because we talked about this on Wednesday's show. I believe strongly in what I do. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of meditation. And I think anytime you're talking about faith or spirit or something that is not physical and not tangible, you know, it brings up a lot of questions for people. And if you noticed on the show, the skeptic was a little bit predatory, like he got very, very aggressive, which is fine for me. I think the conversation is important. I think we should have those kinds of conversations. But when it becomes like a little bit of an attack, that becomes kind of bizarre. So Friday morning, knowing that I'm kind of exposing my belief system to the world and, you know, my dad's friends are commenting and everybody's got their opinion. Like, that can be kind of intense. So I can just describe it as feeling very, very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you know, it was good. I was pleased with it and I feel proud of it. And
I think you looked and did great. I mean, you did a perfect reading on everybody there in the show. I mean, I wouldn't want to give it all away who haven't seen it yet. But
so much was cut out. You know, we went 40 minutes over time.
Wow.
So 40 minutes of content was actually cut out. So it's also interesting to see. And I understand understand from a production standpoint that it becomes like a story. It's a journey for an hour, and they have to make that journey. So I thought it did well, but it was scary.
The guy Jeff, the skeptic that was on there.
Jim
or Jeff or whatever. Yeah, I'm glad they
not
put
funny
him.
That I mean, it totally makes sense that you'd forget his name.
I know. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of him?
I didn't like him.
So here's the thing. I actually really liked him. Everybody kept saying that.
Well, they may have portrayed him that way, but I'm sure he's a really nice guy. No?
He was intense on stage. Oh. And here's the interesting thing. If we just think about the energy of communication, and this is just kind of a life lesson for anyone. If you have something bold to say, you know, and it's got merit and it's got weight, like I think he had rational questions.
Sure.
I think he had reasonable things to say. But the truth is, in my opinion, he lost his cool. And when you lose your temper, you don't really seem like a balanced individual. Mm-hmm. You don't seem like you're presenting your information very well. And I remember thinking while watching the show, it was the same thing when I did The Real Housewives. Guys, I'm dropping names. It was the same thing. But I remember thinking in my head, you know, if I just keep my center, you know, I will probably come across as calm, cool, and collected. And that's one of those moments where we all have moments in our life where we're tested, where someone gets on our nerves or they attack, you know, your political beliefs or your religious beliefs or, you know, your sexual orientation, your preference, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to engage in an argument, but then nothing gets fixed. Nobody's heard. Nobody's validated. So in my opinion, it was such a great experience to just sit back and say, you know, those are his thoughts. And if he wants to jump up out of a chair like a crazy scientist, that's his choice. He's
well, and his opinions, and then obviously his frustration started setting through. And then his not really attack on the other, there was, you know, other segments in the show, you know, the people that were in the other room that were, you know, were set aside. Like the attack that, like, he was going after them and vice versa. It's like, then he, obviously frustration was then setting in.
Right.
Okay. But then, you know, he just, I don't think he had proof. And then, of course, when it comes to, like, the old adage of, like, debate, you obviously just prove your side better without getting emotionally attached
to it. Right. Everybody took that in high school.
Sure.
It's very important. Guys, I also want to announce our winner. We were doing a contest last week, a free reading with me, a $250 value, and the winner is Denise Bigley. Very exciting. Congratulations, Denise. We will email you today. We have two other people below her, so Denise has 48 hours to... Respond. Thank you.
It's a sweepstakes thing. So, I mean,
it's a sweepstakes thing.
Yeah, right.
We've got lots of rules. Guys, we have a very exciting show this hour. We are going to be talking about adoption, open adoption, how that works. You know, it's like this new age where there are websites, there are Facebook pages. I think it's a really beautiful process. My guests today are our very dear friends, Amy and Annie. You are going to adore them. Guys, here's another thing. Annie, we're one step away from Oprah. If we're lucky, we will get Oprah stories. She has shared a cocktail with Oprah. She has shared several meals. She has stories. I don't know what to do with myself.
That's pretty
one
cool.
One step. I know. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to my friends Amy and Annie. It's an exciting show. Guys, this is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. In between counting 1, 2, 3 Peter Pan, Mary, getting down with 3 feet. Everybody loves
ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, very important morning. We are helping someone on their journey create a family. So I need all you new agers out there to put your hearts and minds together because we are going to make this happen. I want to welcome my friends Amy and Annie. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dougal. Good morning.
So, Amy and Annie, we have known you now for, I think, 5 years. Can you believe that? It's been 5 years in L.A. this summer.
It's been so quick.
I know, because David met Annie working on a television show. Annie is an executive producer, and she did a show called Diatribe that was on Lifetime.
Yes.
Right? And what did David say to you? How did he...
It was the sweetest thing ever. David was doing makeup for another friend of ours, Stacey Kaiser, and David came up to me, and he had heard me talking about Amy, and we had just gotten married, and we were, you know, I'm all in love from being married and everything, and I was always talking about Amy, and he came up to me one day and he said, my husband Dougal and I are looking for other gay couples to be friends with, people that are committed, that are in a solid relationship. And he was so cute. He's like, could we just be friends? can we get together and just meet each other? So we had a blind date, remember?
Mexican food.
We went to Mexican food for a blind double date, and we hit it off immediately, and we've been pals ever since.
Yep. And we see each other on a very regular basis. It's several times a week. These are our nearest and dearest. I would safely say they are a hardcore part of our soul group. And what we want to talk about today is that Amy and Annie are looking to build their family, and they're looking to adopt a baby.
We want a baby.
Yeah. So I want to know, Amy, tell me a little bit about... Is that its baby sound in the background?
Yeah.
Always Benny.
Better than this one.
Which one
do you want?
Notice, though, the mothers-to-be recognized it way before me. I'm like, we have feedback? And they're like, no, it's baby. A baby.
Baby. Baby.
We'll take the one that sleeps through the night.
Amen to that.
So I want to know, when did you guys first decide that you wanted to adopt?
Well, I think pretty early on in our relationship. We did go through some fertility treatments, and we did that for about a year, and then we decided that we wanted to get off that treadmill because that's what it kind of becomes after a while. And Annie had always wanted to adopt, and she had spent time in Eastern Europe and had gone to a lot of orphanages and seen all of the children that actually need homes, and we just came to the decision that that was the right thing for us.
And did you always know that, Annie, from like a kid? Was that something that was like a part of you that you wanted to adopt?
I always knew that I wanted to be a mother.
Yeah.
But I didn't ever have that maternal need to be pregnant. And then later on in you know, early in my career as a journalist, excuse me, I did have an opportunity to shoot some documentary things in Eastern Europe, and I was like, look at all these beautiful children that don't have homes.
Yeah.
And it just, I knew from the very first day I was there, I will adopt a child. It just has always felt like the most natural thing for me to do.
Right.
So that's what I always knew I would.
And I'm kind of fascinated about the process, especially now with like social media and Facebook and all of this stuff. So part of the reason we're having you on the show today is that you're looking to do an open adoption,
yes.
Correct? And what exactly is an open adoption?
So an open adoption basically means we're adopting domestically, so within the United States, and you are literally matched with a birth mother. Mm. And the birth mother ideally maintains contact with the adopted family.
And the birth father, too, if they choose.
Yes. Exactly. And they maintain contact throughout the child's life so that it basically dispels the mystery of where did I come from and who are my biological parents. And it's so much easier for the birth mother also because they don't have to wonder what happened to their child. And they can maintain contact throughout the child's entire life.
So this is a terrible comparison, but I'm just curious. At this point, is it kind of like online dating? Like you have a profile.
In a sense.
We do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You're trying to look for a match. And technically speaking, you guys have like a website where you talk about your life and a birth mother can figure out if you feel like the right fit for her.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Exactly right.
Okay.
It is the birth mother's choice who they are willing to place their child with.
Okay.
So
it's not like a lottery. It's not like they enter a system and you just like line up with whoever.
No. The way it works is that...
Don't laugh. Someone's been thinking about
it. I know.
That.
No, the most important thing is that if you think about it, this is her choice.
Right.
It is her situation. It's got to be one of the scariest things you can ever go through in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Total, you know, people that you don't know, you may not live in the same state as they do, but to place this child takes a lot of courage. And so for us, open adoption was totally the right thing because there is, like Amy said, there is no mystery
right.
around it.
Yeah.
It is inclusive. It is honest. It is building a family in addition to the one that we have built.
Right.
And, you know,
And you hope that it becomes an extended family.
Yeah, because this birth mother becomes a part of your extended family as well.
Right. And to answer your question, the birth mother does the initial reaching out and the initial contact. Then you may talk on the phone a few times. You decide if you want to meet in person. And then you decide if there's what they call a match.
Mm.
So she likes you, you like her, mm-hmm. and you want to go from there.
Right. And what's fascinating to me is I know I always thought that it would be a stranger, but you had said to us privately that one of the things they told you at the agency or mm-hmm. is that it was mostly someone who knew someone that knew that you were looking for a baby. Is that correct? It's like
that happens about 20% of the time.
Oh, 20% of the time.
Yeah, and the other 80 is literally just people calling
this
the agency.
This is who we connected with.
Yeah, this is who we connected
right.
with.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why the social media part of it is so important for us.
So you have a Facebook page.
We do.
It's Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby.
That's
I'm looking
simple,
at it right now.
Clear.
And so anyone can just find that.
Sure.
And for people who are listening, you may not know anyone pregnant that you're aware of, but if you go share that on your wall, and I'm going to put it on our main Facebook wall, it gets more attention and reaches more people.
Right.
And so I'm fascinated by that. Like, it just seems, you know, we're getting to this age where everything's done on the internet, but then they get to get a sense of you. There are photos of vacations that you've been on and your siblings and your family and what an amazing family that you actually have, which I think is, you know, so powerful.
We have a very, very supportive family.
You do.
On both sides, both Amy and my family have been super supportive of us and of building our family through adoption. So
let's talk a little bit about how you guys met. Let's go straight for the romance. Tell me everything. Lesbian love.
Well, the interesting thing is that Amy and I both lived in Nashville for a few years, and we knew of each other. We were, at the time, we were kind of in the same social circle, but as I always like to say, she had a girlfriend and I had drama. So we just kind of knew of each other and then kind of lost touch because I moved to New York and she had moved to LA and came back. I moved to LA a few years later. She came out here for law school and I moved out here for work. And we ran into each other one night out at a just out at a bar, you know.
Not that they frequent bars often.
No, no.
Yeah, right. Certainly not with babies.
No, no. You've got a baby.
But when you're single, you're
good
going
call.
Out.
Of course
want
you are.
To find some
of course
people.
You are. You're shaking your tail feathers. You're doing what you need to do.
And so.
And I saw Annie, and I said, "Are you Annie?" From Nashville, and she said yes, and she looked at me like I had two heads.
No, I didn't. I was like, I was trying to remember where
two
I knew her from.
Heads.
Two beautiful heads.
Right.
Where I knew her from.
And then I reminded her, and then we went out a couple of times and just kind of went from there.
And then she started, after we were going out for a while, she said, "Let's have a baby." And I was like, not
did
you
bring
you
it up
me.
Immediately?
She brought it up pretty
well,
quickly.
Well, it was about 6 to 9 months in.
All
six,
right.
Six
all
months
right.
in. And I said, "I won't have a child with you until you make me an honest woman."
So then, a few months later, we were dating for about a year and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I proposed.
She did. It was
and
sweet.
Then 10 days later, it became legal in the state of California for that 5 month period. And we actually scrambled and put a wedding together in record time. And we are legally married. We're one of the 18,000 couples.
I love that. I love that. And I have to say, you guys have one of the best relationships, seriously. I watch you guys. I see you listen to each other. I see you encourage each other. And, you know, anybody could see how deep and connected your love is from, you know, miles away.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think you have so much to share. And that's the point. We want to expand and share it.
Exactly.
So, again, guys, the Facebook page is Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby. Benny, I'm curious. You're adopted. We talked about this before when we did a show. On you.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like? Because you do not have contact with your birth mother, correct?
No. Different, you know, different state laws are different. So I haven't really also pursued my, you know, there's no venture for me to do it quite right yet to look out for my birth family or my birth mother at the time. So until that, you know, I cross that path or whatever, then I may. I, you know, of course, I have two, you know, or I have twin boys as of 16 months ago. So it's kind of led for me to go down the road of interest, you know. So,
does it, when you see the kids at that age, does it kind of spark
it
the curiosity?
It makes me wonder, too, as far as ethnicity, because I have no idea, and I get really dark in the summer times. And, and it stays throughout the winter time, so I love it. And I just kind of want to know maybe, you know, where that came from, if possible. So it'd be nice to know.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, most people that I know that have been adopted or who are adopted, they have that kind of sense of where's the connection. And then I would also think from the birth mother's perspective, it would be really hard to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each year, where do they live? What are they like? How does that work as far as communication? Is that negotiated with you guys?
Yes, that's exactly right. So when you match with a birth mother, you actually make a plan.
Uh-huh.
And you say, okay, we're going to send you pictures once a month or twice a month. You can visit 3 to 4 times a year. It's whatever you make of it. So
right.
You set out a minimum.
Right.
And then you can always go over that if the two want to do that.
If you really connect.
If you really connect.
Yeah. Are there other ways for people to connect with you if they don't want to go through Facebook or
sure.
How does that work?
That's our, Dougal's going to read our email address.
Okay, so they have an email address. It's Amy and Annie, A-N-N-I-E, @gmail.com. And you can also call. They have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-506-8390. Again, that number is 1-800-506-8390. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more to Amy and Annie. They're trying to adopt a baby. They're building their family. Guys, go to Facebook, share Amy and Annie are trying to adopt a baby. Let's get them a family. Let's make it happen. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
She's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. My guests again today are my dear friends, Amy and Annie. They want to adopt a baby. Guys, I really want you to go to the Facebook page. Please share their page. The more people that like it, the more people that see it, the faster we can bring this family together. So it's super important. Now, I said it earlier in the show, we are 1 degree from Oprah, people. I'm sitting here with a dear friend who has breathed the same air.
Oh.
She shared a beverage. Dare I say she may have been on the plane.
You may dare say
for the beverage, was it before she threw it away or after she threw it away? There's a big difference. Like fishing it out of the garbage. I'm kidding.
No, she wasn't Rosie the chef.
Oh, okay.
She worked on the show.
Yay.
So, Annie, we must talk about it.
Okay.
You worked at Harpo. You worked with Oprah. How long?
I did 3 seasons on the Oprah show.
Oh,
I
was still my beating heart.
I was a senior field producer there, and I was responsible for all of those. When Oprah stands on the stage, she says, here's such and such, and this is their story. And
right.
Then you cut to the tape. I was one of the producers that would go out and shoot those stories. And then frequently, I would travel with Oprah to go do field shoots with her.
Traveled. So what does that mean? Have you been on the plane?
I was on the plane one time.
Oh,
I was.
God.
It was. It's a very nice plane, right. As you can imagine. And it was, I mean, it was kind of at a rough time. We had just been in Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
So we were flying from New Orleans to Houston, where we were going to broadcast from the Astrodome.
Mm.
And basically, they put me on the plane because it was the fastest way to get me there to edit the tape.
Right.
So, but yeah, we...
And what a weird contrast. I mean, you're going to,
yeah, it was,
you know,
weird.
People's lives falling apart, but you have to get there on
so
jet.
So I got there on the jet,
yeah. Who doesn't?
It was a little... It was a little bit of an interesting day,
yeah.
Having been in the, you know, in the Superdome and... Seen all of that kind of stuff. So that was probably one of the harder days.
Can you share an Oprah story with us?
Okay. One time, you know how when you're in an office and everybody, it's somebody's birthday, so you bring a cake.
I don't. I've never had a real job, but I believe you.
Okay. Well, in an office situation, Google, what happens is that people bring a birthday cake. So
okay.
I had a desk in one of the areas that was kind of central. And so the birthday cake was placed on my desk and people were singing. And when it was all over, we had eaten cake. And I was like, okay, I'll take the cake back and throw all the stuff away and clean up. So I went into the small kitchen. And there was a sink back there that has one of those big sprayer things.
Yeah.
And I was spraying off the giant knife that we had used to cut the cake. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody come in behind me, and I turned around with this giant knife in my hand, and there was Oprah Winfrey.
Oh,
and
boy.
She looked at me as if I was going to slay her. I was surprised security did not take me down at that moment. And I was like, oh, hi. And she's like, hello. And she walked right back out.
And you were asked to leave 48 hours later.
Right, exactly.
No, I think that I was, and I came back in. I'm like, I think Oprah thinks I was trying to kill her.
Right. So I'm curious, you know, I think it's important as you guys are looking to adopt for people to know that you are financially stable, that you've got a home, you know, not only filled with love that but can provide for people. So I wanted to talk a little bit. I know you worked for Oprah, but now you are a freelance producer, right?
Yes.
Television producer.
I'm a freelance producer, and I still work pretty closely with the Oprah Network now.
Right.
And I just finished producing a show called Real Life, the Musical, for that network that premieres June the 9th. And we have 10 episodes coming up. It's a really cool show. It's like an ambush musical show where somebody who can't really find the right words, we help them put together a song and dance. And you surprise somebody. You just break out into song in the middle of like a restaurant or something like that.
Right.
It's really fun. And our friends Jill and Kathy are on it. And you will see cameos by Dougal and also a very prominent role for David.
I mean, David is a huge star
as of August or July. Exactly.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
You'll see our yard. You'll see our house. You'll see me. Oh, can we talk about you almost firing me?
Sure. I did. I almost had to fire Dougal.
So here's the thing, people. I don't dance. If you ever see me dancing somewhere, I shouldn't be driving. That's the rule of thumb. If you ever see me dancing, I should not be driving.
Right.
And the whole point of this show is that we have to celebrate in this journey. I don't want to give too much of it away.
Right.
And as friends, be a part of the performance.
Sure.
And as the Jolly Green Giant, standing not dancing well in the back, Annie came out one day. We had very short time, and she said, the camera's right on you. I need you moving. I will fire you.
Whoa.
To which I said, but I'm a volunteer.
You can't fire me.
Can't fire a volunteer.
It was a joke. It was half a joke. But maybe the way I delivered it,
but
since it was the heat of the moment.
Oh, please. The next shot, I was like, ooh. Jazz hands.
He was,
I mean, my
down.
God, it was crazy.
She got a great performance out of it.
I got to do what I got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. So, Amy, let's talk a little bit about your work. You work on, you're an attorney.
I'm an entertainment attorney. I work on a daytime talk show for CBS called The Talk.
Which we all enjoy.
We do.
Which is a great show. It's very, very funny, and I love it.
And I think this is noteworthy. Your job is literally 8 steps away from your house.
It's 0.4 miles door to door. Which is fantastic. So
have you guys negotiated when you adopt? Notice that I say when.
Yes.
How that will work, who stays home, and how that will all work?
I'm probably going to be a bit of the stay-at-home mom later, but we're both going to be able to take time off. Amy gets up.
Yeah, and Annie's freelance, so she's able to take off work pretty easily, and I'm of course, going to take off some time at the beginning, and I can walk to and fro.
Love that. So let's talk a little bit about, we are a spiritual show. So I'm kind of interested when you are kind of manifesting or kind of projecting your image of what family life looks to you. What does it mean to have a baby come into your world? How does that affect your love? And what's that going to look like
for
you?
It's a lot of spaghetti on the floor is the first thing that comes to my mind. You know, we have had a little mantra that we say that is the perfect child for us and for the greater good of all is on his or her way. The perfect child for us is on their way.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of when, not if.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just something that we kind of will be walking around. See, when the kid is here, we'll blah, 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 blah. We say that all the time. We talk about it in the house all the time. And it is, the perfect child for us will arrive when he or she is ready.
I love that. I love that because there's no attachment to it.
It will happen. It's just,
yeah, it's a matter of when.
Right.
And, you know, as far as what it looks like, we sing to our dog 24 hours a day.
And the only dog I know that sings back.
Yeah. He does. He does sing back. Bruce Wayne,
yes. Bruce Wayne does sing I Love You.
You can see it on YouTube. Seriously.
But we just feel like it's an extension of just having exponential love and joy and music and fun in the house.
Yeah.
With spaghetti on the floor.
With spaghetti on the floor.
A lot of spaghetti on the floor.
So, guys, again, the Facebook page is Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby. If you know a birth mother that is looking or contemplating adoption, you can also call them at 1-800-506-8390. That number, again, is 1-800-506-8390. You can also email them at amyandannie@gmail.com. But most importantly, please, 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 I've already gone to Facebook. I put their page up. It's Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby. It's really important to get it out there. You've got photos of their life. You can see vacations that they've been on. You can see their family. You can see their siblings. But most importantly, you can see visual, really, presence of the love between the two of them. I adore these two. I think they're going to make fantastic parents. And it's really just a matter of when it's the right time, right?
Yep. We believe so.
And we adore you back.
We adore you way.
We indoor you.
I know, I did
you.
Say indoor earlier. I hadn't had enough coffee. There's only so much
it's
I can
they're
do.
They're coming over. You're going to endure them for the next 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And, you know, I would hope that the birth mother would think that the perfect family for me and my child
is
out there.
Right.
And whoever that may tend, you know, whoever that may be. But we just want more love in the world. And if we're, you know, the right parents for that birth mother, then that's great. But we just want everybody to reach as much love and honesty and wholeness as they can.
Well, and I think, you know, I think years ago, especially like in the 50s and all that stuff, adoption was such like a taboo. Like
right.
It wasn't spoken about and it was this big lie. Mm-hmm. And now I think, you know, what amazing power that if you're in a situation, whether it's your age or financially or emotionally, you're just not available right now to be a part of the extended life, to have contact, to really remove the shame of it in some way, to say, this is what I want to do. This is the best thing for me. And I want to, you know, this is the family that I can select and still be a part of it. I think that's spectacular. I mean, nothing could be more powerful than that.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways to make a family.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of, there's just so much love. Why not share it with exponentially beyond just the child, but into that birth parent world as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, which brings up an interesting question, because we have people that ask us, aren't you threatened by having the birth mother be involved in the child's life? And quite the opposite. Like, we welcome that and we embrace that and we want that.
Mm.
And I feel like that's such an antiquated way of looking at it. Like, we don't, it's a threat. It's not a threat. It's an opening and it's a... expansive.
It's expansive and the healthiest thing for everybody, really, to be honest about it.
And Benny, I'm curious, have you ever discussed with your mom the desire to reach out or find your birth mother? Was there any like anxiety with that?
Oh, no, not at all. She's completely open to it, too.
She's totally cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder, though, from the child's perspective, like, is there guilt with that? Like, you want to protect them or...
Well, I mean, I guess there could be. It depends on all situations. Every situation is a little bit different. Again, what I was saying earlier with state law, I mean, obviously my birth mom had to do what she wanted to do. I have no regrets. I hope she doesn't either. She could be out there looking for me right now also.
What do you mean with the state law? What state law is prohibiting
that? Sometimes you're unable, you may or may not be able to look at the records of the information about your birth parents. See what I'm saying? Because I only know her first name, first and last name, but I don't know any other information about it. So I would have to then go to the state of Alaska and have them open up the records if I wanted any more information.
Do you have the power to do that?
That's what I would have to get into. So we can get our producers, our crack team on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I'm talking to them right there in the other room with you. They should be on this. We're taking notes. Okay, we're going to help out Benny. We're going to
help out Benny.
Right.
Yep, exactly, right?
Oprah Show reunion.
Exactly. See?
Guys, again, the Facebook page is Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby. I will share it again. Please go spread the word. The more people that like it, the more people that share it. First of all, you're just opening up the dialogue. You're spreading more information, and the closer we're going to get this loving couple to creating the family of their dreams, and it's really powerful. Guys, I appreciate you coming today.
Thank you so much for having
us. Oh my God, my pleasure.
This is so much fun.
We're going to put it everywhere. We're going to make this happen. Again, the number if you want to call is 1-800-506-8390, 1-800-506-8390, and the Facebook page is Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby.
Operators are standing by.
just standing by. All right, guys, when we come back, I'm going to be doing readings, so give me a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I'm looking into the future. Readings for all. We'll be doing them back to back. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Really? Do you love me? Really? Really? Yeah, really? I love you. I love you!
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hey, everybody. Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the show. Hey, guys, if you're listening in Miami, I'm going to be in Miami this Friday, June 1st, doing private sessions. You can call 1-877-936-8425. I'd also like to send a little shout out to the upgrade gods. We got upgraded for our flight tomorrow, and this pleases me to no end. Guys, we're going to go straight to the calls. We've got Adam calling from Simi Valley. Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Hey, Dougal, it's Adam.
What's going on?
I talked to you. A lot's happened in the last year. I talked to you like a year ago on Hay House, actually.
Oh, cool.
On John Holland's show.
Love
and,
John.
Oh, he's amazing. A lot's happening right now, and I'm kind of, kind of cloudy on things.
Yeah, let's stop for a second. Your anxiety feels like it's through the roof. So when I actually start to focus on your energy, I see a really soft, it almost looks like an ice blue, and it's pulsing. When an energy pulses, it means that I've got a lot of decisions to make and I'm resisting it. Adam, you have to be really careful with being indecisive. You're super smart, which is great. I love that you're smart. Your brain works really, really quickly, but sometimes it works against you because you want to weigh out the options and you think about the pros and you think about the cons and it's like, oh my God, just make a decision. So here's what I need you to do. In the next 3 weeks, we need to be acting a little bit more bold. There's something about your career that doesn't feel right for me. I feel like you're not getting enough attention. I feel like you're not being utilized in the best of your ability. But in my opinion, part of that, hear me out, is partially your fault. I think you need to kind of demand more attention. You need to demand being treated better. So I feel like in the month of August, something shifts with your job. It feels very strange to me because it's this new offer, but you almost get to kind of define the terms of what you want to do if you say what you want to do. In my opinion, you have a little bit more power connected to your career than you're aware of, but you have to be more definitive in your choices and definitive in your voice. That's really important right now. Why does it feel like you're hesitating or feeling anxious about making decisions with your career? Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything you're saying is exactly right. Everything. I have just a lot of, it's like a big turning point. I could choose going one way or I could choose going another way. I could choose to finish school and do something more solid, or I could do something creative that comes very natural to me. And so
you start talking about this and your dad flashes up over and over again. I get the sense that my dad is like looming over me. And here's the thing, your dad's a great guy, but I don't think he was much of a risk taker or encouraged you to be a little bit more bold. When you talk about the creative side of your being, my heart melts. I feel wide open. I feel joy. I feel pure. I feel clear. When you talk about going back to school, it's like, wah, wah. That doesn't feel like the right choice for me. So here's one of the things that I want you to do. After we get off the phone, I want you to write down all the traits about your dad that you love and all the traits about him that aren't great. And one of the things that comes up is I think he kind of operated out of fear and made safe decisions, which is fine. But in your lifetime, you're going to break through that pattern and you're going to follow more of your heart's desire and your passion. That's what you need to do. You need to think bold. Take a big leap. But when you talk about the creative work, I feel like that's a better fit for you. Okay, Adam?
Oh, thank you so much, Dougal.
You're welcome. Thanks, Adam. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. Guys, we're going to go straight to Sky, who's calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Sky, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm delighted that I got through. Your show today is spectacular. I appreciate it.
Oh, Sky, I'm obsessed with you. Your check will be arriving within this day. What can I help you with?
Well, I have a rental in the mountains. I'm not there right now because I came to Fayetteville area for a funeral. But I'm calling because I have misplaced a stash of cash to buy some music equipment. I hid it away in my rental. I hid it away so well, Dougal, I can't find it. So I'm seeing if you see anything to help me find this.
I have to say, I don't feel very good about that, Sky. I'm sorry. I don't feel you finding that money. But I have to ask you, are you in a relationship right now?
Not really. My ex is coming back into my life.
Because the first thing that I pick up on is relationship issues. You have to be, I know you want to talk about money, but I'm not Kreskin. I can't do that. But what I do pick up on is some relationship issues right now. Here's the deal. I love that you're wide open. I love that you're compassionate. I love that you're forgiving. I love that you're caring. But sometimes I think that goes too far. And in your lifetime, it's my experience that you have let people kind of take advantage of you. And you need to be really, really careful with that. I see big disappointment with love right now. I feel like I'm being let down. I feel like someone's not following through on their word. And I kind of want to help you avoid that. So if there is a relationship that's looming around you, I want you to follow that person's actions, not their word. Great talker, but they don't follow through. You need to be really careful this lifetime with love. You're one of those people that can recognize someone's potential, which is great, but not everybody's living up to their potential. So I want you to follow people's actions and be very protective of your heart right now. Okay, Sky?
Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate that. I will take heed of it.
Good. And I'm sorry I can't find the money for you, but I appreciate the call. Guys, we're going to take one more caller. We've got Kelly calling from Wyoming. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, what's going on? Oh, God. The first color that I see around you is emerald. God, like beyond so much emerald, deep, deep, deep emerald. So I can literally see it like in the ceiling here in the studio. So emerald is the color of communication. You are so dear. And so I see emerald around poets, singers, speakers, talkers, someone that has a great creative force but needs to make their living from utilizing their voice. In my opinion right now, Kelly, you are not expressing yourself enough. You're a great listener, but then you make kind of one-sided relationships with people where all they want to do is tell you their problems, which is a bit of a problem. So you are going to be kind of renegotiating the terms with the people around you. It's like, I want people to be giving me more attention. I want to feel validated. I really want to feel seen. So you might notice some friction with some of your personal relationships as you're kind of establishing stronger boundaries, as you're being a little bit more powerful, but we have to communicate. Why didn't you become a teacher? You so should have become a teacher. Did anyone ever tell you that before?
No, but I am looking for a job, and I put one in at a preschool.
Okay, so I think that will probably... That was really good, right, Kelly? I mean, come on. I think that will manifest for you, because I think being in education, being around teachers, that's what you're supposed to do. Because, you know, I know I said earlier about performers, but I just see you in front of, like, groups and talking and communicating, so I think teaching would be awesome for you. What you need to know about this year is this is about you finding your voice. I would love for you in your meditations to say, I'm surrounding people in my life that support my voice. I'm surrounding people who encourage my voice. And then I love the idea of you being around kids to encourage that as well. So I do see a teaching environment being the best thing for you. And I think that's going to manifest fairly quickly. Did I answer your question or did you have another question?
Nope, I think you did very well. I'm dealing right now with like people in my life, family members that I guess don't allow me to really speak and don't value what I have to say or really even want to have anything to do with.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I totally understand that, and they will start to respect you. What I want you to recognize is it's a two-way street. You've become very comfortable with being in the listening position. You've become very comfortable in that role. So as you start to renegotiate those terms with your loved ones, at first they're like, well, who is she to talk? I mean, she never talked before. And they get overwhelmed by it. So there's going to be kind of a transition period before they're receptive to that actually changing, but it will happen, I promise. Okay, Kelly?
Yep, that's what I was looking
for. Okay, great. Well, have a great day, and I appreciate the call. Kind of obsessed with Kelly. I feel like we need T-shirts because I would send her one. Guys, don't forget, my guests today were Amy and Annie. Please go to the Facebook page and share their page, which is Amy and Annie Want to Adopt a Baby. Because how much fun will it be when they come... You have the baby in the background again.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
It's good. I love it. How much fun will it be when they come back on the show and we can support them and interview the baby? It'll be a whole thing. And I think I'll make a good gunkle. Don't you think, David? You can talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
First time he was quiet. I was taken back too over here. I was like, is he going to say anything? He normally does.
All right, guys, a little more of an update too. Guys, I'm going to be at the Omega Institute at the end of September. Don't you think we should spend the weekend together? Glamping, camping, seeing auras, all that good stuff? Let's do it. My email blast went out today. On September 30th, you can come to the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. It's going to be a three-day event. I'm going to teach you how to see auras. I'm going to teach you how to give a reading. You know, actually, I'll post this from the Dr. Phil clip. I actually did that on the show where I taught a group of strangers how to see auras and how to see energy, and it was really, really cool. They cut it, but whatever. I'm not bitter. But it is on the Facebook page, and I mean, on their website, and I can show you later. But when we're at Omega, we're totally going to be doing that. You know, you just heard me with callers, and it's like, how did he know she should be a teacher? And what's he talking about when he sees green? He sounds like he needs medication. Not so. I can teach everybody to do that. So at Omega, we have full time. We have an entire weekend. I think it's $295 for the weekend, and it's a really beautiful place. We were there last year with John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, and Danielle McKinnon, and it was like totally magical, wasn't it, David?
Oh, it was so beautiful. Actually, we have video of the, isn't there like a serenity garden there that you can go and meditate, and it's just so, it's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, so I think it's September 30th is the weekend. It's on my appearances page, but it's also in the email blast again. And hello, Floridians. Guys, this is like a crazy plug right now. But I'm going to be in Miami on Friday. You can come see me in person. To make an appointment, call 1-877-936-8425. That number again is 1-877-936-8425. As you know, we're meditation and martinis. I have to talk about my new addiction. The show is called Girls. Are you watching it, Benny?
Nope.
I know you love it.
Wait,
are you watching it?
I saw the promo for Single Ladies. We could talk about that.
No, it's on HBO.
I watched the pilot and I loved it.
David, can you turn your mic back on?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on. Okay.
Can you
right now. Yeah, I watched the pilot, and I loved it, and now I'm semi-addicted.
It's really good.
The pilot is the worst episode of all of them.
Yeah, that's what
I've
heard.
I mean, it is spectacular. So it's basically based on 20-something girls living in Manhattan, making every mistake, you know, being in a relationship with someone that doesn't treat them well, and just kind of trying to find their voice. I love it. It's really good. It is so well done. But you know what's really irritating me? We were at a party yesterday, and I told this person that I would criticize them on the radio. We were talking about the show, and he was like, oh, I don't really like the show because I don't like watching unattractive people having sex. Right?
Really? Right.
And I wanted to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were on the cover of magazines, you know, in your free time. But I really was irritated with that. First of all,
I think uglies to a different level, I guess.
I think all of them are attractive. I just thought that was such a gross, like, comment on our current culture. Like, that's ridiculous. If you haven't seen the show, it's on HBO. It's called Girls. It's absolutely spectacular. I adore it. Guys, this hour has flown by. If you didn't get to hear all of the show, you can always go to DougalFraser.com, click the recent press button, and you can listen to the archive, or you can always download it from Transformation Talk Radio. I will be live again next week on Tuesday, because we're going to Miami tomorrow. Benny, we got upgraded. I mean, it's important.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you. You like that anyway. So.
You're 6'6".
I was just going to say, he's very tall, so it's going to work in his favor.
I think there should be... Now, I'm sitting next to Amy, who is all of 5'1". And when she tells me with great excitement that she got the emergency exit row or got upgraded, I'm like, you don't deserve it. It should only be given to tall people.
Get out of my way. I need to open the store.
But the warm nuts are delicious.
Exactly. The warm nuts are delicious. And think how happy that baby will be in first. Guys, again, share the Facebook page. Amy and Annie want to adopt a baby. Our dear friends, help them on this journey.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Guys, we'll be live again next week. Don't forget, trust your hearts. I adore you, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.